I'm Michael Lennington, and this is Chapter 2, Redefining the Year. Most people in most organizations, for that matter, don't lack ideas. Whether they're effective marketing techniques, sales ideas, cost-cutting measures, or customer service enhancements, there are always more ideas than you can effectively implement. The breakdown is not in knowing, but in applying. One of the things that gets in the way of individuals and organizations achieving their best is the annual planning process. As strange as this is going to sound, annual goals and plans are often a barrier to high performance. I'm not saying that annual goals and plans don't have a positive impact. They do. There is no question you will do better with annual goals and plans than without any goals or plans. However, we have found that this annual process inherently limits performance. As we worked with clients over the years, we noticed an interesting pattern emerging. Most of them believed, either consciously or unconsciously, that their success and failure was determined by what they had achieved over the course of a year. They set annual goals, created annual plans, and in many cases, broke the goals down into quarterly, monthly, and sometimes even weekly plans. But in the end, they evaluated the success annually. The trap is what we call annualized thinking. Discard annualized thinking. At the heart of annualized thinking is an unspoken belief that there is plenty of time in the year to make things happen. In January, December looks a long way off. Think about it. We begin the year with big goals, but by the end of January, we usually find ourselves slightly behind where we need to be. While we're certainly not pleased, we're not too worried either, because we think to ourselves, I've got plenty of time. I've got 11 more months to catch up. At the end of March, we're still a bit behind, but again, we're not too worried. Why? Because we still think we've got plenty of time to catch up. And this thought pattern prevails late into the year. We mistakenly believe that there is a lot of time left in the year and we act accordingly. We lack a sense of urgency, not realizing that every week is important, every day is important, every moment is important. Ultimately, effective execution happens daily and weekly. Another flawed premise with annualized thinking is the notion that sometime later in the year, we will experience a significant improvement in results. It's as if something magical will happen in late September or October that will result in a substantial increase. If we can't produce a substantial increase this week, why do we think we can do it for the entire year? The fact is, every week counts. Every day counts. Every moment counts. We need to be conscious of the reality that execution happens daily and weekly, not monthly or quarterly. Annualized thinking and planning more often than not leads to less than optimal performance. In order to perform at your best, you will need to get out of the annual mode and scrub your annualized thinking. Stop thinking in terms of a year. Instead, focus on shorter time frames. The annual execution cycle blinds people to the reality that life is lived in the moment and that ultimately success is created in the moment. It lulls people into believing that they can put things off, critical activity, and still accomplish what they desire, still achieve their goals. At this point, you might argue that almost every organization operates this way, and many of them hit their goals and make plan. I would argue back that making plan does not mean that they are accomplishing what they are capable of. We've had successful organizations increase their results by 50% in just 12 short weeks. In one example, we helped a billion-dollar brokerage operation double its sales productivity in 6 months. That is just not possible operating in an annual execution cycle. However organizations and individuals are performing, they will perform better in a non-annualized environment. Discard annualized thinking and watch what happens. Great things happen at year end. You've probably seen advertisements or heard the pitches proclaiming unbeatable deals as the end of year approaches. The fact is, these end of year pushes get results and are standard practice in many industries. If you've ever been part of a year-end push, you know that everyone is focused on getting business in and completing important tasks. The difference between success and failure for the whole year can hang in the balance during the last 60 days. More often than not, results spike upward as the days left in the year dwindle towards zero. It happens all the time in the insurance and financial services industries. For many agents and firms, December is traditionally the best month of the year, and the fourth quarter often represents 30 to 40% of the annual sales. It is amazing what happens when people have a goal and a deadline. Year-end is certainly a rousing time in most industries. Activity is up and people are focused. With little time to waste and with clear objectives to meet, workers focus on the critical projects and opportunities. Tasks that are not directly related to driving results are pushed aside for what really matters in the short term. At this time of year, there also seems to be an increase in performance-related conversations. Management, focused on achieving their own performance goals, spends more time with associates reviewing results and encouraging them more than at any other time of the year. What is it about year-end? Why do people behave differently in November and December than they do in July and August? Inevitably, it is because there is a deadline, which for most people is December 31st. The end of the year represents a line in the sand, a point at which we measure our success or failure. Never mind that it's an arbitrary deadline. Everyone buys into it. It is the deadline that creates the urgency. Whether self-imposed or company-driven, November and December is crunch time. People procrastinate less at this time of year. Recognizing that time is running out, people address barriers and tasks they have been avoiding earlier in the year. In these remaining days, a strong sense of urgency replaces diffusion and downtime. People pull out all the stops to get business placed before the year ends, and there's a strong surge to cross the finish line before time runs out. In addition, there's a feeling of excitement that comes with the anticipation of a new year. Regardless of how you perform this year, you're hopeful that next year will be better. If you had a tough year, the coming year provides you an opportunity to start fresh. If you had a great year, you get a chance to build off of that. Either way, a new year holds lots of hope and high expectations of good things to come. Year end is an exciting and productive time. The final 5 or 6 weeks of the year are the most fascinating time of the entire year. During this period, there is a frantic rush to end the year strong and to kick off the new one with gusto. The problem is that this urgency exists for just a handful of weeks. Wouldn't it be great if you could create that energy, focus, and commitment every week throughout the year? Well, you can. The 12-week year and the concept of periodization will show you how. Periodization. Periodization began as an athletic training technique designed to dramatically improve performance. Its principles are focus, concentration, and overload on a specific skill or discipline. Periodization in sports is a focused training regimen that concentrates on one skill at a time for a limited period, usually 4 to 6 weeks. After each 4 to 6 week period, the athlete then moves to the next skill in sequence. In this way, capacity in each skill is maximized. Eastern European athletes were the first to apply this technique in their Olympic training in the 1970s. Periodization is still widely used today in various training regimens. We realized how periodization could be powerful for our clients and in our own practice, so we adapted the technique for business and personal success. We have developed a 12-week approach to periodization that moves beyond just training to focus on the critical factors that drive income and life balance. The 12-week year defines what's important for you to do today so that your long-term objectives can be attained. The 12-week year is a structured approach that fundamentally changes the way you think and act. It's important to understand that the results you achieve are a direct byproduct of the actions you take. Your actions, in turn, are manifestations of your underlying thinking. Ultimately, it's your thinking that drives your results. It is your thinking that creates your experiences in life. In the long run, your actions are always congruent with your underlying thinking. When you focus on changing your actions, you experience incremental improvements. However, when your thinking shifts, everything changes. Your actions naturally realign with your new thought patterns. This is how breakthroughs are created. Breakthrough results don't start with your actions. They are first created in your thinking. Herein lies the power of the 12-week year. It shifts your mindset, thereby creating opportunities for breakthrough. The result is a heightened sense of urgency and an increased focus on the critical few, those important core activities that drive success and fulfillment, and the daily execution of those items to guarantee the achievement of your long-term objectives. The 12-week year provides the tools and focus for individuals and organizations to be highly successful. It creates a sense of clarity regarding what is important and a sense of urgency each day to do what is necessary. Furthermore, it addresses harvesting today's opportunities and also planting the essential seeds necessary to ensure continued success. 12 weeks equals a year. Forget about a year. By now, you can see the pitfalls associated with annualized thinking. Let's redefine a year. A year is no longer 12 months. It is now only 12 weeks. That's right. A year is now a 12-week period. There are no longer four periods in a year. That's old thinking. Now there's just a 12-week year followed by the next 12-week year ad infinitum. Each 12-week period stands on its own. It is your year. Think about the implications of a 12-week year. The excitement, energy, and focus that happen every December now happen continuously. The year-end push to hit your goals now happens not once every 12 months, but all the time. The reason people start to behave differently in November and December is because they know that come December 31st, they will measure the success or failure. As I pointed out earlier, December 31st is an arbitrary date, but since it marks the end of the calendar year, it seems like a good time to take stock. There is nothing magical about this date other than the significance we give it. We have clients whose fiscal year ends on June 30, and they experience a surge in June as the organization strives to close out the year with a strong finish. The date is largely immaterial. What matters is that there is a point in time where the game ends and success or failure is proclaimed. The 12-week year creates a new end game date for you to assess your success or lack thereof. The great thing about having a 12-week year is that the deadline is always near enough that you never lose sight of it. It provides a time horizon that is long enough to get things done, yet short enough to create a sense of urgency and a bias for action. It's human nature that we behave differently when a deadline approaches. We procrastinate less, we reduce or eliminate avoidance activity, and we focus more on the things that matter. The 12-week year narrows your focus to the week and, more to the point, the day, which is where execution occurs. You no longer have the luxury of putting off the critical activities, imagining that there is plenty of time left in the year. Effective execution does not happen monthly, quarterly, or semi-annually. It happens daily, ultimately moment by moment. The 12-week year brings that reality front and center. In addition, you now experience the anticipation of a new year every 12 weeks. In the past, if an individual had set a stretch goal for the year that by the third quarter had clearly become unattainable, the lack of achievement became demoralizing. It's not uncommon for individuals and even entire teams to have mentally given up on their goals before October. With a 12-week year, that will never happen again. Every 12 weeks, you get a fresh start, a new year. So if you had a tough 12-week year, you can just shake it off, regroup, and start again. If you had a strong 12-week year, you can build on that momentum. Either way, every 12 weeks is a new start. And just like you do at the end of a calendar year, every 12 weeks you take a break, celebrate, and reload. It might be a three-day weekend or a week-long vacation. The important thing is that you take time out to reflect, regroup, and re-energize. For success-oriented people, it's easy to look at what lies ahead and not fully appreciate the ground already covered. The 12-week year presents, at a minimum, four times as many opportunities to recognize and celebrate your progress and accomplishments. Focusing on a 12-week year keeps you from getting ahead of yourself and ensures that each week counts.
This has been an excerpt from the New York Times bestselling book, The 12-Week Year. Get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. You can pick up your copy at your favorite book retailer.